Come to you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's a glorious day today. It's a day that we celebrate the birth of the church. And the birth of the church comes about because Jesus does exactly as he promised. If you remember all of the scriptures leading up to this wonderful and glorious day, Jesus is preparing his apostles. That is the church. How do we know that? Because standing in front of Caesarea Philippi, there's a large rock, and in the background there is the gates of hell. And Peter is standing in front of Jesus and says, "Who do they say I am?" And he said, "You are the Christ, the Messiah." And Jesus says, "On you I will build my ecclesia, my community, my body, my church." Now, is it an organization, to a fellowship, just to have a good time and to say that you're there? No. No. If that were the case, Jesus' death would not have been necessary. It's an organization, a group of people, it's a body of souls that are knit together through Jesus Christ and baptism in him, that are to continue the work of Jesus Christ in his absence from this earth with the help of the Holy Spirit. A lot is made in today in the church about the Holy Spirit, this being this wonderful gift everybody is given so they feel good, or they feel somehow a little squishy about things. But the Spirit is given to us that we might do the work of Christ. We have to look at the account from Acts, and the Holy Spirit fell upon the apostles, and what did they start to do? And this is where the charismatics like to focus on this particular thing. They started talking in tongues. But if tongues are spoken and nobody understands, then it's rather useless. What they're speaking is the gospel in tongues that people around will understand. You see, it is the Feast of Pentecost in Jerusalem, and there are people from all over the place. And for the first time, they're hearing the gospel in their language. In the account we hear in Acts, people are saying, "How can this be? Are these not Galileans? They only speak Aramaic and Hebrew. How is it that they are saying the gospel in my language?" It's the work of the Holy Spirit. It's a gift that God gave the apostles to ensure that the work will continue. There were 12 of them. And think what the church is today. Who would have thought that 12 people that didn't have a massive organ, didn't have a wonderful building, didn't have a budget, were not worried about whether they were going to survive, but were focused on the work of Jesus Christ? Isn't it amazing what happened? Isn't it amazing what the Holy Spirit can do when one decides to accept the work that they have been given to do and accept the talent that they have been given to apply to it? Jesus didn't say, "When there are 100 of you gathered together, I'll be there. But don't call me unless you've got more than 99. No, no, no. He said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am in the midst of them, because they are about doing my work." So what is the work? Now, there's a lot of definitions of what people believe the work in is. Some believe it's going out and promoting social justice. That's a worthy cause. But Jesus says you'll always have trial and tribulation. You'll always have trouble. Only through me will peace be found. So if that's the case, we're falling short of the work of Christ because we're not proclaiming the peace giver. Some believe that the work of the church is to build beautiful facades and great organizations. And more often than not, they pray that people fall in the door, because they're certainly not going to go out and do the work of Christ and bring them in. You see, it's every Christian who has been baptized in Jesus Christ, has died in his baptism, has risen in his resurrection. They have the job to proclaim the work of Jesus Christ. What was the work of Jesus Christ? Oh, we've got many answers today. One of my favorite is, so he could be my friend. The work of Jesus Christ is quite simple. We were dead before he was resurrected. By his death and his resurrection and our baptism in him, we have been made alive for eternity. Up until that point, our death was our death. But thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ, we have been given eternal life. We have been given the promise of something that is glorious and wonderful, that is beyond this. Now, I haven't spoken to anybody that's been there, as our buddy and famous theologian Richard Pryor would say. Death is the ultimate test, and so far I don't know anybody that's passed it. But Jesus promises us something glorious, to be with him and the Father. And so the work of Christ is to reconcile mankind back to the Father, the Creator. That's the work of Christ. That is the primary focus. That is the ultimate work of Christ. And as a result, that is the work of his church. When Jesus tells Peter, on you I will build my church, he means on you I will build a group of people that will go out and proclaim the reconciliation to the Father through my death and resurrection, and will be baptized by believing in me, and they will have life forever. Have you articulated that to your friends and your relatives? That is our work. That is our story. That is what we have been given the Holy Spirit to do. And we can do it as St. Francis says. You know what St. Francis said about sharing the gospel? St. Francis said, share the gospel always. And if you have to, use words. And so you see the question this morning for us as we celebrate the birth of the church, as we celebrate the anointing of the Holy Spirit on the apostles to begin the work to reconcile the world to God through Jesus Christ. How do we know that? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to come to the Father except through me. And so what are we proclaiming? We are proclaiming the way that we might be reconciled back to the Father. That is the church's job. It's nice we have programs. It's nice we have wonderful music. It's nice we have this, we have that, we have beautiful buildings. But we have not worked on reconciling people back to the Father through Jesus Christ. We have missed our job. Well, I take that back. We've done a job. You, most of you, know that I was in the business world, and I used to interview people, and I'd say, do you want a job or do you want a career? Now, about 40% of the time, I'd get the answer, I'd like to have a job. The interview ended. I wanted people, and the organization wanted people, that were willing to commit everything they were to the ideal of what we were doing. Jesus doesn't want just a few things. He wants your full commitment. Your full commitment to reconciling others to him and the Father through him. Why? Why would he want all of you? It's real simple. He gave all of him. And all of him is required of all of you. And so on this day in which we celebrate the church, may we also celebrate and embrace the fact that we each have been given a job to do. Through what we say, how we act, how we interact with the world, how we live our life. It should be all about reconciling others to God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And so I ask you this morning, do we understand what our role is? Do we understand that it's not about building an organization, but it's about reconciling others to God through Christ? You know, he told his disciples before he died, I no longer call you my servants. I call you my friends. Why? Because friends will die for you. And so we need to die to ourselves that we might be for Christ, that others might see him in us. On this day that we celebrate the beginning of the church, are you up for that? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to be conscious that your life tells a story, proclaims a message, invites people to action? Will that action be to Christ, or will that action be to the world?